Welcome to Primary Attribute, where Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as the Vonzen, there are furry little fox folk friends, and we all use he/him pronouns. Well, yeah. These Halloween episodes, I never know how to start them because we got no like, yeah.
Yeah.
We could hopefully just cut that out.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she, they pronouns. And I'm so excited that this is Jesse's first Halloween episode.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard.
What kind of pronouns do you use?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sure, she, her. We're both she, her.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and the other Grix, who is a college student. And we all use he, him pronouns, and we're excited to Halloween.
Have they been staying up all night to see the Great Pumpkin?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. All right, so all of you are one place, and now you're here instead. You're on the Arcs. It's not the place of cut from the stone that you were planning on going, but it's a place. And there's one thing you all notice pretty quickly looking at each other and then down at yourselves. You were pretty sure you weren't about 10-year-old children when you...
Oh, Jesus.
Previous Yay! To this moment.
But you sure are now.
De-aged episode. De-aged episode. Yay.
And as such, I have a very important question for all of you.
It's the primary attribute babies.
Make our dreams come true.
Jesus Christ. All right. So important question. I'll call on you. Because, again, there is no circle. Someday I will internalize this completely.
I'm just excited for the Star Wars clips that'll be injected later. Mm-hmm. Be great.
So, for each of you, what did you look like as a kid? And what costume were you wearing when you were whatever your race species equivalent of 10 years old was for, you know, the especially spooky night of the Harvest Festival? Wealthy, you're up first. God.
I looked pretty much the same. I didn't like wearing my hair in a braid, so it was all over the place. And... I was going as a wizard. I was dressed up as a wizard.
But like an over the top.
Yeah, I was an over the
top. Big hat.
Purple stars.
Yeah.
Robes. I was what I thought a wizard would be. I was very disappointed when I found out that wizards don't actually dress like that.
That wizards are just kind of normal looking people.
Yeah, they're just kind of normal looking people.
Be the change you want to make in the world, Wealthy. Scarello exists. You won't hit that bar, so clear. So it's fine. You'll be less ridiculous than the most ridiculous wizard, and therefore nothing to be embarrassed about, should that be a concern at all.
No. I mean, she was disappointed, but that was, you know, like when she was 12.
Gonna say, and then
it's not like she got
teenager.
To university thinking that yeah. Everybody was, that all the wizards were supposed to wear purple.
Yeah, it turns out it's more of an indigo. It would have been a really embarrassing faux pas. But all right. Vons.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about wizard hanky code.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
Sorry.
It's fine. Sorry.
It's all good. Vons, what did you like? You look like as a young kid, and what did you dress up for Halloween?
Vons is a kit. That's what we call young foxes, right? Kits.
Yeah.
Yes. He was fuzzier, probably cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Generally like, you know, high energy and, yeah, less jaded probably.
What was his costume?
What did he do for Halloween? Oh my God. Okay. We'll roll with it. Do they have a Robin Hood equivalent on the Arcs?
Sure.
What did that look like?
Well, I mean, if we're going strict equivalency,
well, it's the Arcs. They didn't have Disney, right?
No, there can still be a green tunic, a, you know, hat with a fantastically, you know, standout feather and a belt.
Of course, bow and arrow, because that's the weapon of the proletariat.
Pickaxe? Maybe a pickaxe. The Arcs.
Also yeah, sitting here just being like, but bows were expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah, you're not going to get one of those in like a kid's... like Halloween kit.
Well, I mean, yours wouldn't work.
Right.
At least well.
Yeah, pickaxe does make sense, right? Because the Robin Hood of the Arcs would probably be in a cave system as opposed to the woods.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You've been given a toy pickaxe.
Okay.
In part because you are small and an adult pickaxe would be very heavy. Uh-huh. And in part because generally it is wise to not trust children with melee weapons.
Oh, yeah. We know that from so many real Halloweens, right?
You may have gone to different Halloweens than I did as a kid.
Oh, you didn't have siblings when you were going to Halloween?
Oh, no, like literally not. No. My brothers were 6 years, 6 and 8 years older than me.
Ah,
mine was 17 years older than me.
We were not children at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, my parents would never have let us have any Halloween costume that had actual weapons associated with it. That was just not the vibe in my house.
Yeah. Mine learned that lesson too.
No, they just wouldn't have. It was just not the vibe. Like,
yeah. That makes sense.
House of peace.
Yes.
All right. Jesse.
Jesse was like probably a little like hyperactive, very much like crawling all over things into even her like teens, to the extent of just very like bright eyed and excited, excitable. And she's just very cute, in that way that, doesn't make it out of adolescence. And I think her costume, I think Jessie's costume is like a deer with like, antlers that they found, that like her father found, in the forest outside, kind of.
Okay.
So she looks very, she's got, you know, some of like the, you know, some kind of like mud or makeup or something on to like make her look more like, you know, the coloring of a deer, and she's got the antlers.
All right. Very good. Last but not least, Grix.
Yeah. So Grix is very young and has, so being descended from more recently from quadruped creatures, kobolds actually kind of learn to walk on two legs kind of late, relatively speaking. So he's still like sometimes scampers on all four.
Mm-hmm.
Not like crawling, not like baby crawling, but more like, you know, like a dog or a dragon.
Yeah.
But he mostly upright. Grix has made a challenging choice, which is to dress as a corrupted monster.
Oh, wow. It is one of those things that would get you in trouble as a politician 20 years later. which when you said challenging, I was immediately just like, oh, no. This is going to be one of those. I don't remember which racist costume in this photo I was.
No, I've like got a bunch of tinsel and kind of dyed it black. So it's mostly black, but a little bit tinsel of like sparkly through it. And then I basically draped myself in that. And then like a gauzy sheet too.
Hell yeah.
It doesn't look like it's not going to actually like make someone think that I am a smoke monster corrupted, but like they go, ooh, that's so scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. That it's clear what I'm supposed to be.
All right. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I have glowing eyes. I got some, I used my very first illusion spell to, baby's first illusion. And I cast light on a pair of like rocks that were tied together with a string. So it's one thing. And then I put those in the eye holes up just above my head.
You know, in terms of the history of the arcs, I bet that this is the kind of thing that kids are connected to throughout their childhood. I'm sure that their parents tell them scary stories about the corruption and stuff.
Yeah, I imagine it's a bit of a knife's edge because, like, it would be bad form to make them traumatized of it forever, given how much they're going to have to deal with it being part of their lives. But at the same time, you know, don't go into the dark woods alone.
Right.
But okay. So as you guys come to grips with your situation, you feel like you hear a faint cackling somewhere far off, but it may have been, you know, just a mistaken sound. So you are in front of a townhouse, well, apartment building townhouse thing in the Warrens, with your trick-or-treat bags, as is mandatory. Wealthy Vons and Grix all recognize this place, because, possibly among other times, you were stuck here for one night that felt like six episodes.
Was it only six?
I think the lockdown itself is six episodes.
Wow.
Last episode is mostly pancake-related.
That's fair.
But yeah, so The door beckons. It's been left open for trick-or-treaters, and there's a sign directing you up the stairs.
So just for clarification, and feel free to cut this out, but we were... Oh, we have to cut it out anyway. So we were adults, we just suddenly find ourselves as 10-year-olds, you say.
So we're aware that we're 10-year-olds and that we should not be 10.
You're aware that you're 10 years old.
Okay, then we'll have our freak out.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I'm hungry. Let's go get some candy.
And so this is more of like a consciousness time traveling situation?
Cause... You don't know.
Okay. Then I would be curious to see what the rest of the world looks like. Because we don't know if the rest of the world is reverted back as well. We certainly are. That's weird.
Make an intelligence check.
Ooh, intelligence check. Ooh, that's a 20. Ah, great. I wasted my 20 on that.
A 20 is never wasted.
Looking around, you remember that this is the Ark, and most things are made of rock and inside. So there's not as much, you know, change as there might be. Like if you go to your home neighborhood 20 years later and some of the houses have been remodeled or knocked down, things like that. But looking around, this looks pretty much like you remember the Warrens being the last time you were there. So you certainly don't seem like, you know, you're several decades off in either direction or anything like that.
Yeah, rock don't change much, though.
Yeah, but like nothing's been repainted or anything like that either.
Hmm.
Actually, did you get a natural 20 or a total of 20?
It was a natural 20.
You look around the corner at the back entrance to a corner store, and it still looks like someone kind of ate the lock off of it with a bunch of rust.
Huh.
Like it's been patched, and you would guess now, given that there is no handle on this side, that it might be barred from the other side as a deterrent from break-ins.
Yeah. So
did we do that?
Yeah.
Devon's
that. Okay.
On a sneak run. On a bear from Grix.
Yes.
Yep.
But yeah. So you think it is present day.
Fascinating.
I want candy.
Yeah.
Y'all want candy?
Sounds good to me.
Let's go get candy.
Yeah, let's go get candy.
Do we have our own minds, or do we have the minds of the...
You have your own minds, although you may be feeling childlike.
Okay.
But you have retained your faculties.
Yeah, it's the physiology. You can't help it. Your 10-year-old level of hormones and brain goo, however that works.
Oh, yeah. You have so much fucking energy, by the way.
Yeah, candy sounds great.
Oh, my God.
All right, you guys go inside on your left. So there's a couple of ground floor apartments here. On your left, it is clearly undergoing some remodeling, pardon your dust kind of situation. There is no candy there. The tiny, tiny, tiny apartment under the stairs has left out a candy bowl. And
just
to your right is a different apartment that has also left out a candy bowl. And there is someone has written on the wall in chalk, more candy upstairs with an arrow.
Oh, that's not suspicious at all.
Oh, more candy.
Yeah, so you guys can grab candy from both the bowls.
Yeah.
I'll grab candies from the bowls.
What kind of candy do each of you like?
Well, I think it depends on what candy is on the arcs, because I'm not seeing a lot of chocolate. I'm not seeing a lot of...
I feel like it's mostly like alternate sort of sugar based.
Mm-hmm.
So like monk fruit.
Yeah.
A lot of beet sugar probably.
Yeah, like beet mm-hmm. sugar and then...
Honey.
Some honey.
Oh, honey's hard to get.
But the honey is... The honey
That's because we're trying to get it in volumes that are
yes.
Probably mushroom.
I feel like Jesse likes something like a little gooey with like nuts.
I have good news for you and possibly bad news for your costume. What has been left outside the door that is nearer the stairs, those look a lot like basically caramel dipped apples with nuts on them.
Ooh. I'm gonna grab one.
Rip to my costume.
Yeah. All right. You guys got apples with nuts.
All right.
And you head up the stairs.
So we're in the Warrens.
Yep.
Vons is wondering the whole this whole time what his sister's up to.
Interesting question, but you're in the wrong neighborhood. Or at least you're in the right neighborhood, actually. But you're with these candy-crazed children that your friends have become.
this is difficult.
God, I missed this. This is still fun.
All right. There's two doors. One to your left, one to your right. The one on the left does not have the traditional decorative gourd out front to indicate you can totally trick-or-treat here, and that's cool. That doesn't mean you can't, but there's no guarantee they have candy or are home. The one on the right does, however. So, which door do you choose?
Let's choose the one on the right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You go up, you knock on the door. Do you call anything out before the person gets there, I guess?
Well, I guess we'll call out trick-or-treat.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, if they call it trick-or-treating on the arcs, then we call out trick-or-treat.
You hear a sound from inside. Thunk, 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 thunk.
Oh my god.
And the door opens up. It's Elpida.
Hello. Oh my god.
Hey.
Hey, Elpida.
It's Grix. Hi. And,
Oh, you know everyone.
Hi, I'm Elpida.
Hi.
She sticks her hand out.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
You shake hands. It's great. You guys want candy?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, please.
Also, why are you so little?
That's a great question.
Elpida is incidentally taller than you.
It's a great question, but we're more interested in food right now.
Okay.
I don't know, but it's like so fun.
Yeah. Well,
Do you want to come trick-or-treating with us?
I mean, I think so, but aren't you worried about, well, let's see. Not supposed to go out. Here, come in. Have some extra candy. I need to write a note.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, you're allowed to do anything as long as you leave a note.
Uh-huh. That's the rules.
God, I fucking love the Grix voice. Like, baby Grix voice.
It's very good.
Good God.
So, she invites you inside while she goes and finds probably a slate and some chalk to write a note on. And kind of, you know, sticks her tongue out of her mouth a little bit as she writes in cursive, but in the slow way that she is still learning cursive. But yeah.
Tongue sticking out the corner of her mouth.
Exactly.
She concentrates really hard.
Yeah.
I know adults who write cursive like that.
You're in Photios's apartment. It's been a hot minute. It is pretty much the same as you remember. Wealthy specifically, make, I guess, an intelligence check and add 2d6 because I feel like you would tune into this faster than anyone else would.
Just a second. I keep forgetting my damn. Okay. An intelligence check. Oh my yep. God. And 2d6.
Yep.
Oh my God. That's a 4. Plus 9 is 13, plus 2 is 15.
We should have gotten you better dice back when
that was with
you
the 2d6
boarding yeah. house.
That was with the 2d6 was 2, 1, and 1.
All right. Well, you still noticed this anyway. And I mean, you rolled really well compared to your base, but this wasn't like a I can see forever, beautiful mind, doing all the math in your head kind of thing. Because you see a familiar face looking at you from the mantelpiece. Looks like there's a small painting of Aristine up there.
Oh, that's so sad. Why'd you do that to her?
Because nothing can be happy on this podcast. Only tragedy.
The only tragedy to Aristine would have been how small the painting is, I'm sure.
It is a little small by at least her grandparents' standards of portraiture.
I feel like that's a little cruel because... Aristine was very much in love with Photios, so...
Would Aristine want someone to have a giant fucking portrait of her in remembrance?
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the primary source here.
No, not her boyfriend, no.
Yeah.
Because that would be weird.
Yes.
Well, so long as there's like a fresco up at the Wasted Worm...
Like. Yes, that's where she, no, like legit, yeah. I think that would be very much in keeping with what she wanted, not in someone's like private home. That's too much.
So I'm going to see it, but I'm not going to call it out. I'm just going to turn away and
yeah. Everyone else make a wisdom check.
I knew you were going to do this, you bastard.
Hmm.
Ooh. That's a 24 wisdom on a prime for Jesse.
I think that's a 19 flat.
That's also a 19 for me.
All right. All of you feel a vibe shift as your friend Wealthy suddenly seems sad for some reason.
Oh, for
Christ's
sake!
Jessie looks up at the portrait and she's like, oh, who's that? She's pretty.
This is my favorite moment.
What am I...
She was our friend. Yeah, she was our friend. She was our friend, Aristine, and she was a real good person, but she died just before we met you.
Oh, yeah, you told me about her.
It was, like, weirdly coincidental.
Why is her picture here?
This was her boyfriend's house, and this is her boyfriend's daughter.
Oh, cool.
That's how we know her.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we don't just, like, hang out with little kids or anything for no reason. That'd be weird.
Well, I mean, you do admit...
You do have Mitt.
Oh, yeah.
But Mitt worked.
Vons is still trying to decide if Mitt counts.
Not hanging out with Mitt. Mitt is his employee.
Mitt is at best a work friend.
Oh, cool. Well, that's she's really pretty.
Yes, she is.
I mean, she has like nothing else to go off of.
Wealthy.
I'll say... Yes, yes, she is.
Oh, sorry. I was leading into something. But yes, oh, okay. You say that, and then you hear thunk, thunk, thunk. And you are picked up in a hug by Elpida, who is alarmingly strong, incidentally.
Well, she is half minotaur, right?
Her hooves.
Yeah.
Her hooves. That's what the thunk, thunk, thunk is. Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
You're picked
up.
I don't
know how surprising that strength is.
Yeah. I mean, Elpida was probably not solid, was probably at least, a little bit taller than you when you met her, but is now taller, too, you have realized.
And also, Wealthy is tinier.
Yeah, so.
Much tinier.
Pocket-sized.
I end up looking like one of the, like a cat that's being held by a toddler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's great and horrible. I'm so sorry.
She does put you back down after a second, and she says, okay, so you all are little. Oh, let me get my costume. She runs away, comes back. She has a sheet ghost costume because those are great.
In the Fuck yes.
Like Drew Barrymore in E.T.
Maybe. Yeah. I've seen E.T. once. And it was a really long time ago.
Did she wear the ghost costume or did it?
Yeah, she was a little girl wearing the ghost costume until they could switch it over to E.T.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
It's like Charlie Brown in the Charlie Brown Halloween special. My Halloween-related thing of choice. Anyway, so...
Oh, I love your costume. That's so cool.
Thanks. My dad made it at the last minute because I wasn't super supposed to be here tonight, but it's fine. All right. So, you guys are little, which seems not great for you necessarily because you were adults and being adults cool.
What's going on, so.
But like trick-or-treating.
Yeah, but like...
But we must have been brought here to trick-or-treat, right?
Or a witch got you.
It just means that we just get to sort through our own candy after we bring it home.
At the mention of, like, maybe a witch did it, Jesse's face just goes, Oh, you know, you're probably right. You're so smart.
So we probably need an adult.
No, we can take care of it. I think I actually know where a witch lives.
Oh?
Jesse's eyes get, like, even bigger, and, like, she's like, oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a scary old man who moved in downstairs and is scary, but is trying not to be scary. It's weird. Dad says to be nice. Anyway, so, yeah, he mentioned a witch, but it's not in the neighborhood, and it's kind of a lockdown right now. Like, the neighborhood gates are closed, so we just got to be a little bit sneaky, probably.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Also, we should trick-or-treat on the way, because from what I understand, witches hate candy. So I bet we can, like, throw it at her or something.
Oh, Jesse like glances at the candy apple that she already got and just
we can get other candy.
She's a little sad.
Additional candy.
Okay.
Throw the stuff you don't like.
Also maybe eating it will fortify you against her.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we want to get out of the Warrens and where we're going, well, let's go try to get enough candy first, because I don't think there's a lot of candy in the maintenance tunnels.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Jesse goes directly, like, across the hall and bangs on the door and screams, trick or treat! I know who lives across the hall.
You do. And who should answer the door? But one, Curiosity, who goes, oh, trick or treaters. Hi.
Trick or treat.
Hi.
Hello. And I hold out my bag.
Yes.
Well, Curiosity just nat-20'd his wisdom check. Nat-20'd his wisdom check.
Fuck yes.
So.
Build the party.
Grabs this bowl from behind the door as, you know, putting candy in each of your bags. And then goes, wait, Wealthy, Ricks, Fonz, didn't you used to be taller?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got de-aged, but now we're trick-or-treating.
What?
On our way to solving this.
we're confused too, but we need candy. Just go, go with
I'm
it.
I'm not confused. I just want candy.
Well, here's candy.
Elpida explained what's happening, so.
She just goes, yep. And Curiosity just giving a look like, okay. Do I trust Elpida to have explained something? Why don't you tell me what she said's happening?
So, like, we gotta get candy. And then once we get candy, we can go fight a witch. What that I said was wrong. You sighed so deeply as if I said something wrong.
No, that was me trying to figure out exactly how Curiosity grocks this particular very child accurate, you know, but does he...
Simplified.
I'm going to say, does he trust that this is actually the case? Goes, well, you all remember me, so three of you, or I guess four of you, are technically adults, so...
Oh, yeah, I'm an adult. I have kids and some spouses, so like...
Oh, it's so weird hearing you say that when you look like that.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I am leaning so hard into this, you don't even understand.
Listen, do you guys need a person with you?
That might help. Having an adult is around is opens doors, sometimes literally.
Okay, I guess I'll just send a rat that I'm not going to be at work tonight. That's fine. This seems more important.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we can go somewhere else.
No.
You don't Sniff. Have to. I know I'm like real good at fighting.
Yes, but you don't have any weapons right now.
Oh, well, I mean, you could give me some weapons. Do you have weapons?
I have a dagger.
Can I have the dagger?
No.
You're a child.
I'll bring it back later.
I'm going with you. Hold on.
Can I have the dagger if you come with us?
No.
Oh.
Maybe later.
Oh.
No, Peter's just like, yay. All right, let's go. And fucking jets out the door. We're down the stairs.
We need more candy. We need more candy.
It's better if it's from different houses.
Okay. And then Jesse runs after her. I've wanted nothing more than to be best friends with Elpida. Does that matter? And you've given me such a gift.
I thought you'd like this house.
You told me.
Yep. But all right. So I assume the rest of you follow after, or do you fucking split the party forever?
No.
I'd really like to visit my sister, though. She's all the way across town.
All right.
We probably need to figure out why we're this way so we can get back to what we were doing before.
It's yeah. a witch. Duh.
It's a witch. Well, duh.
Yeah, so we need to visit the witch. Yes, we need to visit the witch.
We're off to see the witch. The wonderful witch of Arcs.
Uh-huh. Well, Vaughn's doubts everything anyway, so that's no change on his character.
Vaughn has a press F to doubt button just permanently built in.
Yeah. His W key is also the macro for doubt. Just all forward movement brings doubt constantly.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is wildly correct.
Yep.
So, Vaughn, are you going to push for folks to visit the fermenting fox?
Yeah, that's where he feels help and solutions come from.
Okay. I mean, you guys are trick-or-treating throughout the neighborhood, so it should be fine. I need charisma checks from all of you to determine just how adorably fucking cute you can be while trick-or-treating.
Oh, dear God. We're talking about Vaughn's as a baby.
All of you add a D6 because you are small children.
I got a 26 total with everything.
This is a charisma check, you say?
My total is 15.
Okay, and Vaughn's is level 9?
Yep.
All right, here's what's happening. I'm running detect thoughts so that I can judge the inclinations and feedback of the adults that we're trick-or-treating at so that I can be more responsive to their, to what they find cute.
Add 2d6 instead of just 1d6.
So, yeah, I got a 31 because the -1 charisma, which I feel like this is still super he's fuzzy as fuck right now.
Yeah, you're just that little like puffball that a lot of small.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's brain meltingly adorable. And in a Robin Hood costume.
And the funk I'm in, it makes me a lot less adorable.
I'm sorry, Wealthy.
That's all right.
But I think 31 is going to do okay.
Yeah.
I got a 26.
Okay. All of you are very cute, except I guess for Wealthy, who is merely less cute in terms of at least reactions by people giving out candy, who can be cruel and arbitrary. So, you know, who can say for sure? I would like all of you to write down that you have 3 units of candy, and then you find yourself in front of the fermenting fox.
All right.
It's busy, but... okay, Jesse, make a wisdom check, and one other person make a wisdom check.
Well, not me.
It should be Vaughn's, since it's Vaughn's' place, so it should be Vaughn's.
Make a wisdom check.
That's a 14 total on a prime.
Okay, 17 plus 9, 26.
All right. Vaughn's?
Mm-hmm.
This place is crowded as you kind of poke your head in the door. It's like, there's a lot of people. Pretty much every seat is full, and there's some people standing. when you at least look to the left into the, you know, tap room area. And Jesse, you realize with your, well, both of you realize with your finely honed drinking and or being around drinking skills, there's a lot of people here, but no one seems like drunk, which is slightly odd for a place that can serve you this much alcohol. And that is their primary business.
I'm sure we're fine with that. I mean, beer is probably icky at our age or physical.
Oh, yeah. This was just more a vibe of the area check than anything else.
Uh-huh.
All right. So to your left, you have the tap room. To your right, you have the alchemy shop. Forward, you have the upstairs where the living quarters are.
Vons is going to grab his tail so nobody steps on it. And he's going to start darting to wherever he thinks his sister is most likely to be.
Probably behind the bar.
Yeah. Going to just start scooting between legs.
All right. You dart. You make up to the bar. An exasperated fox folk looks at you and says, one, there shouldn't be kids in here. Two, well, there shouldn't be kids in here. And the candy is actually in the alchemy shop.
It's me.
Lucky gets a wisdom check at a penalty because she was not around when you were this young, but does fine.
How much younger is she?
We were in different letters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
younger enough. Okay. Wait, Fonz?
Uh-huh. Do you know what happened? You're not little. It's just me.
Buries her face in her paws and then yells out, Lydia, cover, I'm going on break.
Yay, she hired help.
Yes. Vons is gone for a while.
She's going to take you back to the kind of brewing area where there is no general public around. And, okay, what happened?
Yeah, the gang got all shrinky-dinked.
That's not an explanation?
I don't have an explanation.
It was a witch.
That's one theory. Yeah, we saw the one theory.
Do you have any other ones? Highly intelligent people who I know?
Candy is delicious.
Yeah, plus that's happening. We've got these cravings.
On hearing that there's candy in the alchemy shop, Jesse went over there.
All right.
Oh.
And you know what? Wealthy followed her because, you know, Jesse needs to be kept an eye on. And, doesn't have anything to do with any candy.
Wow. Nope.
Definitely just being the responsible friend, not going
just
for
being responsible.
Candy.
Just being the responsible adult here.
Wow.
Just makes perfect sense.
Wow. You know, Jesse has a higher wisdom score than anyone else.
Oh, I didn't say it out loud. I just followed you.
I'm saying it out loud.
So you guys push into the alchemy shop. There is kind of a bell on the door as you go in. So it rings.
I bet they got the best candy.
Woman looks up from behind the counter and starts saying as she like looks up and over at you. Oh, the person's on, or the, sorry, brain. I had to shuffle a lot of stuff in the background to make this episode, so my brain's still catching up with my own world building.
Sure.
Oh, Clive's on break. And then she looks and sees all of you and rolls decently. One, we have candy. Two, Wealthy, what are you doing here and why are you small?
We don't know. We've been down on the ground and we were just here suddenly, all of a sudden, and now we're small. And I saw a portrait of Erisine, and now I feel really sad, and I don't really care about anything anymore.
Why?
Yeah, that makes me sad, too, because you're talking to Aramith.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God. Ian, why are you being so mean to Kelly?
Because Ian has children running around in their mind palace.
Okay.
I'm going to say, this wasn't the justification I was using, but this could all just be Wally's nightmare. Well, okay, here's candy and... Okay, so you said you don't know...
Trick or treat!
No, we don't know anything right now.
Have as much as you want, dear. Are you also an adult?
Yeah. I'm Jesse. Hi.
Hello.
Is she not going to introduce herself?
I'm Aramith. We...
Oh!
No, you wouldn't have met at any point, would you?
No, they would literally never have met. Oh, are you, like, related to the Erisine? Because we saw her picture at Fodios's place.
Yes, I'm Erisine's mother.
Oh. Oh, you don't look that much. How is that possible?
Well, okay. I had her pretty young, and also I'm an elf, and not a half elf like she was, so.
Oh. Oh, wait. Aramith. Frymeath. Is Frymeath your dad?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we met one of him.
Oh, my God.
Wealthy, should I ask what that means right now? Or is it a one problem at a time kind of day?
It's a one problem at a time kind of day.
Okay.
The situation may be solved by the time we get back, and then we won't have to talk about it at all.
Oh, that's kind of mean. Well, that's her dad.
No, it's not, really.
I saw my dad yesterday, so unless he was... Yeah, one prom at a time kind of day.
Yes, definitely.
Do you need a responsible adult, or do you have one?
Well, oh, Curiosity came with us.
But she said she had to go back to work, so it could be helpful.
Curiosity's a dude.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Curiosity, the gnomish man who's technically Erisine's half-brother.
Yeah, you might be thinking of the Mars rover.
No?
That one's definitely a girl.
That's the Christmas episode.
Always?
It's when y'all go to Mars.
Yes. Curiosity's only... He was also Jaspar's romantic interest.
They met at the library. Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
Check our non-existent wiki, dear listeners.
And that's without even looking at any of my notes.
Yeah.
Dang, we really could use a wiki.
Yeah.
I thought about it in the car the other day.
Yeah, I thought about it a couple times. That's not a for now thing, though.
No.
Okay, so, well, okay. Yeah, you probably need... Wait. Were you with Vons and Wealthy?
Yeah, but we heard there was candy. And then Jesse holds out her candy bag.
As does Wealthy. Because Wealthy's broken heart can be fixed by candy.
It's big gleaming eyes.
Aramith shoves about a quarter of the bowl of candies into Jesse's and then an equal amount into Wealthy's. Puts it back on the counter and says, Clive, I'm going on break. And Badger Guy kind of thumps back in and gets up on a little stool behind the counter you can't see. But Intuit is there because he probably didn't suddenly grow a foot and a half taller. And you guys head back out to rejoin the group, I assume.
I mean, if that's where she's leading us, Jesse has decided that this is the place that she's going to tuck into a little bit of the candy. She's very excited.
Okay, she'll wait with you. Vons, Grix.
Yeah.
You have Lucky and Curiosity and Elpida.
Yeah.
Did you have any further planning you wanted to do? Elpida has explained that you guys need to get to another neighborhood to fight the witch.
Yeah. We just gotta get more candy and fight the witch. I'm focused. I'm eating a little bit of candy, but I'm holding most in reserve and I'm prepping for witch.
If there's a fight coming up, Vons is gonna want to go to the alchemy shop and see if there are any like things that might help. Things in jars and or vials.
There are only reagents and you are a child and have no money. Nor time to brew.
Poop.
Trying to think if there's anything you could just use raw. Nah, I don't think so. You're asking Clive, who probably does not recognize you. And well, I'll sell to anyone, but the thing you're looking for is acid, probably, and we're out.
Hmm.
Oh, we gotta get back so Vons, adult Vons, can, like, brew more.
Yeah.
Adult Vons? Shit, did Vons have a kid? Are you Vons' kid?
Sure. Why not?
Both Jesse and Vons make a wisdom check.
That's 15 for Jesse.
22.
All right. Both of you see the look of horror at the, yes, Vons has had a child before Clive manages to smooth it over on his face. Apparently he finds the concept alarming.
What's wrong?
Kid, do you know Vons?
I mean, like a bit. Like we met and we went adventuring and shit.
Couple of them, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I did meet another one. They're both fine.
Knew I should have taken tonight off. Listen, sometimes when someone has a kid, like it's, you just want to make sure a kid has a responsible adult, you know?
Well, I mean, Lucky's here.
That's true. It's weird. She never told me she became an aunt, but whatever. These things happen.
She didn't. That's Vons.
You just said you were Vons' kid.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, shit, you are Vons.
Oh, wait. I think you're talking about S.H.I.E.L.D. So, like, yeah, I guess she did become an aunt.
And Wealthy just rolls her eyes.
All right, no children in the alchemy shop. Get out.
Oh. Can we get some jars, vials? Just empty glass would be fine. Flasks? Ooh, flasks.
You are handed 4 jars and 4 vials.
Great.
Don't break those. You'll lose your deposit.
Sure. They'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, it's your money, I guess. Anyway. All right. So you all meet back up.
Okay, guys. We got to get these filled with water.
You fill all of them with potable water.
Yeah. Well, I heard something about witches and water.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They explode.
Or melt or something. Like, they're water soluble.
I think they explode.
Ah.
Because that's cooler.
Hell yeah. Jesse high fives Elpida.
You get a high five back. All right, Elpida goes, okay, so now we just have to get to the witch.
Yes. So who are we taking?
You guys want to come? She says to all the adults.
Well, of course. We need to figure out what's going on.
All the adults who are currently adults.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Curiosity is just like, I'd feel weird leaving you all right now, so sure. And Aramith and Lucky are on board because they're both very responsible people, at least some of the time.
Yeah, Lucky at least knows Vaughn's enough to know that leaving him to his own devices is probably not safe.
Yep. All right. So, you guys go and you head out. And Vita says, okay, we just need to get to one of the maintenance tunnels. Although, actually, we have adults with us, so maybe they can get us through to the other neighborhoods?
Yeah, you said it was kind of locked down. What kind of lockdown is it?
It's been a long one.
Okay. So
they've been, like, letting people out and about, but you can only go through to the neighborhoods at different times, like scheduled times, and they close it again. So it can be real slow to get across the city. And they don't usually let kids go through without an adult. So the trick is to walk next to someone and pretend they're your adult.
Oh, well, I mean, we have adults now.
Yeah, and the maintenance tunnels are a little bit scary. I mean, I'm not scared, but they could be scary for you guys, because you're small.
Oh, I'm not scared. I'm not scared. Anything.
We've been in the tunnels before.
Then let's go in the tunnels. It's exciting.
Yes. Jesse is very much getting, like, ramped up off of Elvita's energy.
All right. So you guys go and you, Grix, make an int check.
Uh-oh. Int check. 14 on the die. 23?
You know a good place nearby that has an entrance into the maintenance tunnels that is not visible from the street where most of the patrols will be. Because you guys have seen peace minders patrolling the streets, you know, in pairs, like not super strict. Everyone go back indoors, but there's more around than usual. But all right.
Rubber so hoses there. And tear gas. Yep.
No. All right. So you guys go. Find the door.
Yes, of course. A cab. But also the peace minders are so far fairly chill.
Yeah. What are we doing? Yes, we go in there. Yes.
Sorry.
The door is locked, but you do make it there just fine. And without being detected. So, how do you all defeat a lock?
Jesse is like, I don't know how to pick locks.
Aramith just goes, let me teach you, dear.
What if we pick the lock, like, with the pick? Because it's not a real pick, but it's got to be metal, right? Because they wouldn't have enough wood laying around for a toy pickaxe. If it's not, like, heavy-duty steel.
You try it. You give it a few levers to see. Are you trying to, like, just break the lock open, or are you trying to pick the lock? It's actually, like...
Oh, I was joking that we should pick the lock, jokingly, with the pickaxe by...
I wasn't sure if you were actually going to try it.
We should. I'm tossing it out there to the group.
Yeah.
Well, Aramith just offered to teach Jesse how to pick a lock, so...
Okay, so you apply tension like this. She takes off these fancy dangling earrings and picks the lock with them.
You can practically see the stars in Jesse's eyes. She's so excited to be, like, taught, quote unquote, this.
Yeah. And pretty quickly, the lock is opened, and with not even much of a screech, impressive for the metal gates in the city, you're able to enter down below. And Elpida leads the way and goes, okay, so we need to be kind of quiet, and we're going a bit of a way, so everyone just, you know, be brave. Okay?
Should we like, hold hands in a line?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Okay.
I'm going to take off my... Oh, my eyes are probably not glowing anymore. We've been doing this for a while.
Dear God, this is cute.
Guys descend into the maintenance tunnels. Somehow, all the adults end up at the back of the line.
Vaughn feels a wave of shame over how cute he must look.
Oh, yeah. Lucky's never going to let you live this down. Ever. But all right, so Peter's taking you through the tunnels. I need dexterity or intelligence check, or dexterity or wisdom checks from all of you.
Is this sneak?
It is being sneaky, but that's mostly a justifying a skill thing.
Oh, you know what? I don't even have that indoors, so never mind.
Plus one.
So you said dexterity or wisdom?
Yeah.
That's a 28 on a prime.
Yeah, I got a 28 as well, and also a prime, and whatever other bonuses Vaughn gets for sneaking or whatever the deal is.
23 on a prime.
Mm-hmm. 14, not a prime.
Uh-oh.
All right. You all sneak through the tunnels. Interesting venture in stone tunnels with this many people, including one person who has hooves. But you're making a good go of it, and you realize you have been ascending up for quite a while when two things happen. Jesse, you hear voices up ahead coming towards you, and Grix, you choose that moment to trip and fall very loudly after sliding on a piece of loose stone that apparently broke off the ceiling at some point and hasn't been cleaned up yet. And the voices suddenly stop. Did you hear that? And then there's clearly people coming your way. What do you all do?
Jesse makes like grabby hands for the dagger that Curiosity had. like the grabby hands gesture, like
gimme,
gimme.
Curiosity takes the dagger on his belt, gives you a level look, and hands it to Aramis.
No, she makes grabby hands at Aramis.
Aramis pats you on the head and says, "No, dear. I have more reach than you right now, anyway."
Grix's costume is perfect for hiding, so I'm just gonna like melt into the wall.
Okay.
The one with glitter on it?
No, it's slightly shiny tinsel through black. So I'm slightly glitterily, glittery. Yeah, something there. Something.
Glittery.
Who knows anymore? Yeah, glittery black.
Jeez. So the light has to hit you just right.
Oh, yeah. But even then, I'd still look like, I don't know, obsidian or something on the wall.
I see.
Okay. Wealthy Vons. Jesse.
Jesse, like, puts her fists up. Just gets into, like, fighting stance. She gets in front of Elpida to do it, too.
Elpida gets in front of you. You guys do a fucking shuffle where you keep getting in front of each other and slowly progressing down the hallway.
Wealthy can't help it, but she does this really exaggerated stance of a wizard getting ready to do magic missile.
Oh, like standing on one foot and lifting her knee
and
up.
Yeah, and the hands lifted and one hand over her head, one hand in front of her getting ready to, you know.
Mr. Miyagi would be proud.
And Vons.
Vons tries to quietly move forward a good amount. Like, do you think he's got like 20, 50 feet down the corridor? Oh, well, he can only move like 30 anyway, right?
Yeah, you can get about 10, 15 feet, and you think not. There's like you guys are kind of on a spiral ramp going up, or like
I see.
Several ramps going up, and then the voice came from one of the hallways that exits at one of the level parts, and someone's coming towards you. So you think you could get like 10 feet, and if you can find a way to hide, you'll get a better look down that hallway.
Bingo.
Okay. Vons, because you're going to be so front and center here, make a dexterity check to hide.
Okay. Okay, 16 plus 9, 25, 26. Yeah.
You're very small right now, and you see a spot where you think maybe some piece of city machinery was at some point. There's like this little nook alcove thing set up off the ground, and you just crawl into it and get turned around. You can jump out of it if necessary, but you're extremely hard to see.
Cool.
So voices go up. You hear someone say, "No, sir, stay back there. We're checking it out. Just hold your horses." And some torchlight comes down your guys' way. And around the corner comes a halfling. Red stubbly beard, red hair. Looks grumpy.
Hey.
Kid, what the hell are you doing here? Says to Jesse, who is currently winning the stand in front with fists up contest.
Oh, right.
We're going to kick your ass. And I find this hilarious.
Gets out a dagger, tosses it to himself, catches it by, the sharp end. Kid, don't do that.
If I had a dagger, I'd do that too.
Sure.
Who are you and what are you doing down here?
I am no one you need to worry about, and we're just getting from point A to point B. So, you get out of our way, we'll get out of yours.
Is it a witch?
No.
Okay, then we'll just go away, and it's no problem.
Do you know where you're going?
Yeah.
You know what? This isn't my problem right now, and I'm not getting paid to deal with it. All right, you're clear.
Trick or treat?
I'm pretty sure everything I have on me is either jerky or poisonous, so.
Oh, I like jerky.
There's the dagger.
Yeah, you could give me your dagger.
You're given a piece of jerky.
She frowns.
Deal with it.
Why won't anyone give me a dagger?
Because you're a child.
I'm not a child. I have two spouses and two children.
Weird costume choice, kid.
I feel like Jesse in this episode has big Chilchuck energy.
Sorry, what?
Chilchuck from Delicious in Dungeon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's an anime. It's really funny. You should watch it. It's, we'll explain later.
Yes.
But it's real good. You should watch it.
All right.
Yes.
So like the halfling pushes past you along with someone who is dressed very nicely, but none of you recognize, and another person who's obviously some sort of guard. And they head past you down towards the warrens, the spires, that general direction. And you guys are able to continue on your way after.
Jesse calls after them. Bye.
Okay. So you guys are able to head on your way, following Alpita's lead, who knows these tunnels disturbingly well for a small child who shouldn't be down here. And you guys.
It's education.
and you guys exit into a gloomy neighborhood full of big, scary, spindly-ish trees. You are in the Gemwood.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
You've exited in the center of the park in the middle from a maintenance shaft that is disguised as a wishing well, because of course it is.
Yeah.
So you all pile out, and she goes, okay.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, concentrating on the witch.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. But yeah, the scary old man said there was going to be a witch here for a few hours, and I bet that's the one you're looking for. All right, so everyone got their candy?
Yes.
Narrator, you do. You also now have 5 units of candy.
Okay.
Great.
Oh, good.
How many of those have I eaten? And what's a unit of candy?
It's a unit, and that is the amount you've managed to hold on to despite eating some of it.
Okay.
This feels like one of those neighborhoods where you get the whole bars.
Mm.
Okay, so Alpita goes, okay, I think I can recognize the front. We're going to have to wander around a little bit, sorry.
Okay.
I haven't actually been here before, but I heard about it. And so you guys wander for a bit. You walk past various rich people's homes. It's all very nice. There's gardens.
What is Aramith doing with us, like, wandering around the Gemwood right now?
Make a wisdom check.
That's a nat 20, so that's 30 total.
She does start pointing you guys to places that are actually giving out candy. It's mostly servants and not the people who own the houses, but candy is being given. And is also generally just, this is a pretty large passel of kids that don't live here. And so has been spending some time alternating between kind of looking worried about where the hell you think you're heading and smoothing over with various locals like, you know, oh yeah, you know, I'm with them. It's fine. Like, because the Gemwood is not a gated community by any means, but you still are attracting attention.
Sure.
Being somewhat of a motley crew.
Sure.
And then Alpita looks and goes, oh, I bet this is it. Yeah. Aramith just goes, oh no. You're at the Mafenwy Estate.
Oh. Yay. As every Halloween episode seems to bring us at some point.
It's a good set piece.
Good set piece.
Aaron, would you like to describe how the Mafenwy Estate looks?
Oh, it's a big wooden facade built kind of into the rock behind it, much like most of the estates in this area are. There's like a fenced in little yard with a tree that at least used to be like look very nice. Impossible to say what it's looking like currently since it looks nice. I'm assuming that Frymeath is no longer living there. No one should be living there, as far as I can tell, unless they sold it. It's just a big ass fancy house.
Yeah.
Lots of wood in the facade.
Okay. You see that some of the lights are on inside, although certainly not all of them, which is, this place is pretty much always lit unless people are asleep. And you see a couple of bored looking peace minders leaning against either side of the open front door. You hear someone arguing inside with someone else, but it's too far away to hear. And Alpita goes, I bet that's the witch.
Okay, what do we do? Throw candy?
Yeah, at the witch, but we need to get past those guys first, I think. Do you think they just let us in?
I mean,
has any indication been given that this is the Mafenwy Estate? It's not like Jesse would know this.
I'm going to say, the other three of you recognize this place. And I think at this point, Aramith goes, I know a back entrance if you guys can climb.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we can climb.
We'll still need a distraction. And curiosity.
One of us is an illusionist.
Yeah, I'll make a distraction. That sounds right up my alley. I'm going to is there a gourd out here? Are they doing
No.
Okay. I'm going to down the block do an illusion where it looks like a bunch of children are making a beeline for the house in trick-or-treating costumes. And clearly going straight for the house so that these guard guys will be like, oh, we need to head that off.
All right. Both of them look up and see this horde of approaching children. And one of them turns back and says, Sergeant, handle it. We got to deter some trick-or-treaters. And both of them like head up to the kind of gate area and a little bit past to rally or to wrangle these children. The front door is open or you have a possibility of a back entrance, but you can get past. Which way do you go?
I think if the front entrance is just clear. Open now, I think we just go to the front, right?
Yeah, quickly.
You guys dart into one of the most ostentatious wastes of space you've ever seen, which is a foyer in a single family home. Because you live on the Ark. There's not a lot of space for that. Also, these are really nice wood floors and molding and paneling and furniture. Although, actually, there's not a lot of furniture left right now. And glancing to the side, it looks like a lot of stuff's kind of been moved into the ballroom. And you hear an argument coming from upstairs.
With a wisdom check, can I see if I can hear what the argument is?
Go for it.
I think I have listen. No, I don't listen. I don't listen anymore. God damn it. I'll still use wisdom. I don't think I hear anything, maybe, because that's a 13 on a prime.
Hey, that's above a 12.
Yay.
It helps that this person's voice escalates pretty quickly. And some old woman, you don't know who she is. Just basically going, stop rushing me. These are mine and I'll take my time. And you just hear this sigh. Just going, ma'am, we're doing this as a courtesy. You have 10 minutes. And it's all going to go into storage anyway. Why do you... And then she says something else. And
Jesse's like, there's an old lady yelling upstairs.
That's got to be the witch.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Aramith kind of leans down and says, so what's your plans for defeating the witch?
Throw candy.
Yeah, witches hate candy.
Well, then we got some water.
And we have some water. That'll make the witch explode if the candy doesn't.
She goes,
I have two plants.
Okay, Lucky, keep watch in front. I imagine you guys are going to need me to get whoever that second person is away from the witch, unless you have a plan of your own.
No, you can help.
All right, then. She goes to the top of the stairs and lets out, or you guys all go up. You head towards that room. Aramith kind of gestures all of you to one side of the start of the hallway that goes to the suites, or the suite of Aracene's grandparents, and then just lets out a whistle after crossing over to the other side, and the kind of gruff voice heard earlier was like, three boxes. And then here's the whistle and goes, I'm going to check that out. If you try anything, we will take none of these boxes. And, a guard in armor comes and exits the hallway and goes towards the whistle, which is a real shame for them because Aramith has booked it into the ballroom and has whistled again to try to get this person to continue following. But you have an open entry into where you're pretty sure the witch is.
We go to the witch.
All right.
Yes.
You run in. Yep, you all called it, I'm sure.
Yep, it's that horrible bitch.
Yep.
It's that horrible, horrible bitch.
Aristique is currently clearly sorting through her possessions and putting them into three moderate-sized boxes and clearly rearranging things and making decisions and muttering under her breath.
Jesse immediately throws She looks great.
Yeah.
Like,
well, why shouldn't she? She's not dead.
Oh my god.
Damn.
Jesse immediately, as soon as she sees the witch, takes the candy apple and just chucks it at her head.
Okay. Roll an attack roll, please.
With like the strength?
Dexterity, because you're throwing.
Oh, okay.
And you guys have plenty of space to fight. You have noticed that this place is mostly packed up crates and furniture under sheets and stuff like that.
So I rolled a 10 plus my base to hit an 8 plus 1 for my dex, so that's 19 to hit.
You beam that mean old woman right on the head.
How much can I, what do I roll for damage?
Roll a d6.
That's a 4. Fuck you, witch!
You do 4 candy damage to the witch, and we all roll initiative.
Alright.
4 candy damage, oh my god.
Damage typing is important, and not a thing in this game.
Grix. So we're rolling initiative, okay.
Yes, Grix got a 2.
Jesse got an 8.
Vaughn's got a 3.
And Wealthy got an 8.
Vaughn realizes he's been saying got, like some kind of damn kid.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jesse, you're up first.
Jesse will throw another handful of candy at her face.
Okay, roll your attack roll again.
Well, I rolled a 19, so I feel like that also hits even adding anything.
Yes, roll a d6.
That's 2.
She quickly goes from a imperious, what are you doing here, to, ah, horrible children. Wealthy, you're up. God,
so good.
I grab my candy, which is, it's whorehound candy. It's really kind of, it's like the ribbon candy. And I'm going to grab it, and I'm going to lick it all over, and then I'm going to throw it right at her hair.
Ooh, roll an attack roll at a +1, because you made it sticky.
That's a 19.
You hit.
Roll yes!
And actually add another +1, because you're sticking it in her hair.
Okay, so 1d4?
D6.
D6. That is a 3.
This candy is more damaging than some knives in this system. Because it's candy damage. All right. And now it's her turn. And she goes, what are you doing here? Get out! And tries to roll a charisma attack against all of you, against your instinctual, I am a child, an adult is yelling at me. However, y'all ain't afraid of no old lady. She rolls shit, washes off you.
That's right.
Elpida sticks her tongue out at the old lady and then throws candy of her own and rolls extremely high and also hits. Shitty damage.
This is like the best comeuppance.
Vons, you're up.
Vons is pretty sure the water is going to be even more effective.
All right.
Because that's how he thinks. So he's going to throw his biggest flask of water right at her face.
Okay, roll an attack roll.
Attack roll. Ooh, yikes, though. That's a 2 plus 4 is 6. Not great.
Your jar whizzes past her and smashes into a vanity mirror, destroying it.
Hooray!
The water probably ruins the any makeup that was still there.
Yeah!
Grix.
Yeah. I'm going to try to do like a slight shotgun blast of candy.
Okay.
Hurling a handful of pieces at once. I'm hoping that this will give me an advantage to attacking in some way, though perhaps not to damage and it will use multiple.
Add a d4 to your attack roll.
Great.
Or actually make it a d6.
It doesn't matter. I rolled a 1 on the d20.
Okay. You throw your candy and you miss and it all lands in a dusty corner.
Oh, gross.
You're not sure you can get the dust off.
It was wrapped.
Oh,
right?
Man, that wasted good candy.
No, right? It can't be wrapped or else it won't do damage to her.
Also, this is the arcs. There's not wrap.
Not a lot of spare paper.
We don't really wrap things.
All right. Of course not.
A leaf.
Yeah. Going to say, not something that stays on tightly enough to...
By the end of an evening of trick-or-treating, I imagine that candy sack is like...
Like a
rock at the bottom of a pillowcase.
There's some sort of divider or wrapping, but yeah.
It's like a sock full of pennies.
Well, they're probably like dusting the candy with sugar or something.
Yeah. Parents are very careful to wash the candy sacks before each Halloween. Okay, new round. Roll initiative again.
Another 8.
That's a 9 for Jesse.
Vaughn's got a 4 this time.
10.
Grix, you're up first.
All right. I am going to. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. Tell me if I don't think that this is possible. I'm going to hold a piece of candy in each hand and then do tentacles, hoping that I can keep the candy like on the outside of the tentacle so it slaps and...
Make an intelligence check.
Okay.
So like you want to slap a candy-coated tentacles?
Yeah. I rolled a 12 on the die, 22, actually.
Yep, that works. Intelligence saving throws. Nat 20 is the first one.
Ooh.
Doesn't do as well on the second. First one misses, the second one hits, though.
Sweet.
And that's 6 damage?
Yeah, 6 damage, if assuming that you're just converting the...
Yep, you've converted it to candy damage, so it works.
Sweet!
All right, Jesse.
I mean, Jesse is a very straightforward fighter, so she's just gonna throw another handful of candy.
Okay. And Aristique, the scary old witch lady, is looking rough, you know, hair sticking out every which way, has candy stuck to her dress, looking a little more haggard.
Jesse got a 21 to hit.
Okay, roll your damage. Another d6.
That is 2 again.
You hit her right in the face, but she's still up, trying to think of what she would yell at children throwing candy at her. That's it. You're all children. She curses. She says a swear. It's very scary.
Oh, no.
And she hits. I tried desperately to find a certain die. You all take 2 damage.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh no, Jesse's down to 58.
Actually,
your resistance to adults holds out very well.
Yeah, I guess.
A little bit.
She's not dealing with any normal children. Wealthy, you're up.
We are literally magical children in trouble.
I have 4 units of candy, so I'm going to take another one. I grabbed one of the candy apples. That's what I grab when I stick my hand down in my sack. How sticky are they? Are they fresh or have they been sitting for a while?
At this point, because you've been around trick-or-treating, they've been sitting for a while. Or it's still a little sticky.
Okay, I'm gonna.
It's whichever one you want it to be.
It's sticky. It's kind of sticky, and I'm gonna take a bite out of it, and I'm gonna run up to her, and I'm gonna spit it in her face.
That rocks. Roll an attack roll. And add 2d6 because that rules.
Okay, that's an 11.
Total?
Yes.
Well, luckily, you are currently attacking an unarmored old woman. Who is a terrible human being, admittedly, but that doesn't add to your armor class. You hit.
Yay!
Roll your damage because you're spitting. I'm going to say it is add a d4 on top of your d6.
That's a 9.
Well, she had two candy-related hit points left.
Oh, no!
So she goes, and steps backwards and, you know, trips over one of the boxes of her stuff. Goes ass over tea kettle. You hear something crunch as she's, not her, some possession glass or something, as she goes over it and lands in a frazzled heap. And you have defeated the witch.
Jesse yells, yay!
Yay!
Elpida yells, run!
Run, run.
We run.
Yep.
We run.
Well, because we defeated her, so.
Also, cheese at the cops.
Sure.
They won't stay distracted forever.
I wanted her to explode.
She does not explode, sadly. But you all go and you book it out of the Mafenwy estate.
I should have stolen something.
Vons, make a dex check.
16 plus, so 26.
Okay, you guys go and you take a back exit out, because essentially you get lucky. Because the guards are coming back. So you guys jet off down a side passage and actually end up going out the kitchen window. And Vaughn's on your way out.
Yes?
You grab a wax-sealed container of something called chocolate.
Oh, I knew she was holding out.
Listen, sometimes when you're packing your kitchen, you put everything on the counters. And Vaughn's took advantage of that. Or packing your kitchen, I suppose. And you guys go and you jet off into... You all slip through the fence, because I think it's like a wrought iron fence. But you all go and you slip away. You make it out into the street, and you're panting as the adults start to catch up, also panting. And as you all proclaim victory, the world slips away, and all of you step out where you meant to be stepping out when you did that teleport. And by golly, you're all adults again, too.
Well, thank goodness.
And you Vons? Were there, and you were there.
Vons?
Uh-huh.
You still have the chocolate, though.
Ooh. Oh, cool. Oh, does that mean I'm still in costume?
Your costumes are sadly gone. Only the chocolate made it through whatever just happened. And that's where we'll wrap the Halloween episode.
Nudity is fine so long as you've got chocolate.
You have your normal clothing on. But yeah.
Wonderful.
That was the Halloween special.
Good job.
Woohoo! Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. Also, I cut this out, dear editor, but Adam, do you want to play primary Vons or secondary Vons?
Let's do primary
is the better fit for the concept I have, but I can roll with either.
No, let's do primary.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just running the base game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it is
no
primary.
Expansion, no expansion packs.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm going to be flashing at every board game where you add two players and suddenly the game takes like 3 times longer because it was never built for it. Anyway.